There are particular steps you can take to prepare a helping conversation in the mental health context, and some example scripts that you can use to plan your own style for starting up a conversation. So here are some tips to help you plan and prepare. First of all, it's important to know that you don't need to be an expert to be helpful. The simple process of asking and listening will allow solutions to reveal themselves. So here are the pointers. Plan your approach and choose a comfortable and confidential space to start the conversation. This may be based on what you already know about the person and the context that may be most comfortable for them. Use an open, non-confrontational, and supportive manner that shows in your body language and the way that you give your full attention. Ask them how they're going and listen to them, to what they say. Mention what you've noticed about their behavior or any changes you've seen in their functioning or life or concentration or whatever it is that you've noticed, that the signs that something's not right. And mention that you are concerned and want to check in and ensure that they are okay. Listen to the situation and clarify if there's any ongoing or unresolved concern there. You may wish to offer suggestions that seem appropriate and helpful, having a two-way conversation. Ask if they have strategies to manage the issue. They may have strategies in place already, be linked in, for example, to a counsellor or GP. If not, then ask how you can help in your role as a leader or a peer. And listen into what that is. Sometimes a solution presents itself at this point. You could also encourage the person to use the employee assistance program or access confidential private counselling. That provides support. So provide numbers and referral options. Assure them of your own ongoing support and an open door policy, and offer to check in with them later, either that day or a few days, depending on the situation. Always monitor them informally. That's about being able to check in, but also observe behavior and any changes in performance, well-being, presentation, and general work. And repeat the conversation process if the signs that you've noticed or your concerns do persist, because sometimes on the second or the third conversation is when we really have people reaching out for help or accepting help. And of course, always explore options in a structured way that might include a structured well-being plan if things don't change. Putting this into a sample script, you can say things like this. You may have already picked your time and place and you approached your person. Let's say this is Bob. So Bob, from what you told me and what I've noticed over the last few weeks with the levels of your concentration, your poor sleep, and you telling me about your motivation issues, you could be experiencing some mild depression or perhaps some stress, which happens to a lot of people. It's quite manageable with good support. I've had moments myself where I've had some low moods, but it's just something that we want to talk about in our context of our organization, and I want to be able to support you. Now, I want to reassure you that you'll be supported no matter what's happening in your life, and you don't have to tell me if there are private matters right now, but I do want to provide you an opportunity to have a yarn with me about anything that you feel comfortable talking about or to access the Employee Assistance Program, which is a great counseling service as well. At our organization, we've got some practical steps we'll put in place. We can track you through them. So would you mind if I take some time to talk to you about what we have on offer and the sorts of discrete support we have available? At this stage, of course, there may be other types of conversations or tangents that occur in the conversation, but simply come back to the plan of offering support. You don't have to decide anything right now, Bob. We'll just look at some options. I'll gather some information and I'll come back to you and we'll have a bit more of a chat. We'll go and find a quiet spot. If Bob is kind of pushing back or a little bit surprised by the conversation, then own the process of being a supportive leader and say things like, I may have read the signs wrong here. This is no way a judgment from me in terms of picking these sorts of things up. I just did notice these things and I was a bit concerned and just wanted to have an open and supportive chat with you. In fact, I'm coming from a place of checking in on your welfare and well-being. It's part of something that I do. It's the way I look after people around here. My stance is basically to err on the side of caution and care. Even if it's a bit awkward, I'd rather have this conversation than not. So that's the reason why I'm checking in with you. Based on that, Bob, is there anything you wanted to run by me? Or can I just check on how you're going tomorrow or next week? So there's the sorts of sample scripts. The words that you'll find and use will depend on your own culture and they'll depend on your own style. But each of the elements here are related to the three R's. So recognizing signs, being able to respond in a supportive and helpful way, and referring people to sources of support, such as the Employee Assistance Program or access to talk with a GP or health professional.